Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
How we doing?
Doing well. So, with Jesse, you were kind of one of the guys that was here when he was coaching you guys. What was he like back then, and how much has he kind of changed as a coach?
It's definitely a little... It's not strange anymore, but it definitely is interesting because he was, I'm not sure what position group he was in our room, but I don't know what his exact title was. But I've been in, obviously, when I left off, he was in his position, and then he now the head coach. So I've been very impressed/surprised at how he's kind of addressed the room. You know, I think when you come from, you know, obviously, Harbaugh last year, big, you know, alpha type leader type guy. I was interested in seeing how much different team meetings would be. It's been really good how Jesse's addressed the room and how he's addressed just small situations. I think sometimes just throughout any season, there will be drama. There will be stuff that happens. How quickly can you address them? And there's sometimes that stuff can happen in the offseason and can trickle down into the season. An example would be the other day we were in meetings and there was some old scars from different coverages from different positions, and he addressed it right there immediately, and it was over. It was like, this is how we're going to do it. And the next meeting, he ran the meeting and was like, this is how it's going to be and this is how it's going to be done. So that's something I've really liked, that he addressed things immediately, and it's very effective.
Marlon, what was kind of your reaction to the coaching change?
It definitely caught me by surprise, but I wasn't around that much this spring. So we're like 2 weeks in of camp. I've been really, I'm really liking the coaches that they put together, especially in my room. I'm very appreciative to the coaching that is given. I think I saw someone sent me, it got posted, we were tackling the coaches. And I know that's, you know, was kind of different, but it goes to show how the DB coaches and Jesse, because we kind of coaches as well, they really seem like they want to help us in whatever way they can. And, you know, a 10-year vet, I think it's been very appreciative to me just how much they've been willing to put in, just the time and effort. Just, you can always coach. Coaching is coaching, but it seems like they really care a little bit more than what I can say I've experienced in the past.
Jesse being the head guy who's also calling on defense, just that dynamic, how unique is that? Is that, have you noticed any, it's different than what you've had before?
Yeah, that's different. That's new. I think Harb's obviously sat in meetings, but Jesse will just get up there and run the whole meeting, which is it's really cool. Everyone's on the same page, so that's good as well. That's definitely different. It reminds me a little bit of Saban, how Saban sat in on all those meetings, but he really let kind of Kirby kind of run the meetings. But yeah, Jesse will just run the meeting, and it goes really smooth.
What about you? How big is it to the room to get back Robert Longerbeam and Paul Cone, who obviously missed most of last year?
Say the beginning part.
How big a boost is it to your room to get those guys back after they missed all that time?
Yeah, it's really good to see those guys that kind of got banged up early in their rookie year. I think BK just kind of got back and made a big play his first day back. So it's really good to get the guys healthy. A lot of times when, you know, we pray after practice, you know, we pray for the guys that are to stay healthy, the guys to get back healthy, and just for us to just play free.
Marley, for you personally, you were very vocal about not being pleased with your season last year. What's your mindset coming into this year?
My mindset this year is my mindset this year is the biggest offseason goal focus for me was to get healthy. And now my biggest kind of thought process is lean on the coaches as much as I possibly can. I think I had a conversation with Jesse today, and you know, Mickens and Volk and the coaches in our room, I really want to be able to, you know, obviously I'm a 10-year vet, but I'm trying to have the coaches help me as much as I can. I'm trying to take whatever they can they think whatever, anything that I can, to where I just check every single box. You know, I think I'm very confident in the way I do things and the way I approach things, but I also want to kind of be just fully aligned with the people coaching me, with the players I'm playing with just everybody. So I would say the biggest thing, my biggest focus would be just alignment and just kind of being on one accord in everything that we're doing.
Marlon, how would you evaluate
the need for accountability and identity? And I know it's a new year, but a lot of the same faces. How do you feel like you guys can address that, either as players or through the coaching
staff? That's kind of a little bit what I talked about earlier. Jesse actually started, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 days ago. He told us something, the back seven, really mainly the secondary. And I messed with him and said, I took it as that we are not a good secondary and we're all trash. I told him that's how I interpreted it. That's not exactly what he said, but he's kind of, like I said, he's addressed things really, really early, earlier than what I'm kind of used to. And because obviously, like I said, things happen, but he kind of gave us that message. And it honestly, it surprised me, because the initial approach me and some of the other guys took was like, do you feel like you're not competing? And I was like, man, I feel like I've always competed. But the standard, the bar that's being set, he felt it wasn't good enough. And I spoke on it as well. I said, if you feel like what he said wasn't true, just put it on tape. And the next time he'll say, this guy's doing it right and nobody else is doing it right. So I think the accountability, obviously we're holding ourselves to a strong standard, but Jesse, Volk, Mick, all the coaches are kind of on the same page. And that's just the encouraging thing, man. There's so much unity amongst coaches. There's so much unity amongst the nutrition staff, the weight room. It seems like that's the biggest thing that I would say the difference. And it kind of sounds like I'm kind of trashing last year, but everybody, it seems like, is trying to work together to build one mountaintop, because at the end of the day, we all work together or we all fail together. And I'm just hoping that we keep going towards this trend that we're going towards, so where it can stack and it can equate to wins, because that's what we all want to do.
Marlon, what about Jesse was telling us that they're working on some technical things with you. Can you give us an idea, and you talked about leaning on the coaches more. Can you give us an idea kind of some of the things you're working on in your game?
Yeah, there's, you know, I know I'm kind of raving a lot about the coaches. I've honestly just been just surprised at some of the things that have been coached, have been taught, the things that I've learned over this pretty short span. And I'm just trying to, like I said, I'm just trying to squeeze all the juice out of the berry. I told Jesse during practice today, like, every day I want to come to you and I want you to just give me a report on what I did well and what I did bad. And he said he could do that. So there's just so many like little things that I just got to put on the forefront of my mind. You know, it's time. You know, I just feel like it's time. And so they're challenging me a lot, and I'm just trying to accept the challenge. And like I said, I just want to get as much from these coaches as I can, because I just feel like they really care. And I'm just appreciative for the time they're putting in, the extra time. Come up to their office, they tell you whatever time you tell them, and they'll be there. So I appreciate that when they can make time for me, and I feel like it's only right that I make time for them.
Are you going to have a standard a couple of times? What about your personal standard coming off last year? Did you meet your expectations last season, and how would you evaluate?
Yeah, no, I think personally I didn't meet it, and then obviously team-wise, you know, I didn't meet it. But, you know, I think going forward, you kind of just keep working. You keep working, and that's kind of where I put my focus into this year, just trying to figure out how to get better, ask the coaches, how can I get better, and just continue every day, because every day is a new challenge. You know, you have good days, you have bad days. You try to have your bad days closer to good as you can, and that's the key.
Marlon, let's talk about your daily reports with Jesse. Lamar mentioned meeting regularly with him as well. Just what is it about him that kind of has you guys kind of buying in, trusting him so early? Is that unique? And also, what do you think that can ultimately lead to results-wise for you guys?
You know, I think Jesse be like, it's you know, it's weird. It's hard to put into words, but he has a very welcoming type energy that, like, just come up to my office, meet, talk to me. I can help you whatever way I can. And so I think, and then, like, the flip side of that is he has no problem of addressing things directly with the person to where it doesn't, you know, get overboard. And I think that's a great trait to have. And for me, because, you know, when a new staff comes in, players talk, like, what you think about the coaches? You know, Derek came to me, what you think about the coaches? What you think about the coaches? And so it kind of, everybody was kind of feeling out the coaches, but the good thing is it seems like it's trickling down from the head to the assistants. I'm hearing, even when I'm out on defense, I'm hearing, like, conversations with receivers and wide receiver coaches that I just hadn't really heard as much in the past, where a player feels comfortable to say, like, no, this is what I saw. And the coaches say, no, this is what you need to see. And it's not just, it just seems like it's just good stuff going around. It's good competition on the field. There's a lot of good things going on. And so, I that report with Jesse, I mean, he'd be honest. That's the thing. He's very honest. He has told me I'm trash. So, I appreciate that. If I'm trash, I'm trash. So, I just appreciate honesty. I think you can tell when a coach is being honest. But we're all, even though they're our coaches, we're all just grown men. So, you know when a man's lying to you, you know when a man's telling you the truth. And I think that's a big key. And that's something we talk about in our room all the time. There will be no gray. It's black or it's white. There will be no gray. We can't have gray because gray just causes confusion. You know, then you get colorblind, all that stuff. So it's really good, I think, how Jesse's kind of running things, and I'm really liking it.
Marlon, 2 years ago, you were here at the podium, and you told us about there had not yet been discussions about you ever moving to safety, but you saw yourself ending your career. Obviously, tremendous portable skills. You might be entering a new chapter next year, because this is a contract year. Where are you with that?
Yeah, I'm just playing corner. I'm just trying to play ball. Honestly, To be honest, I do plan on playing safety at some point in my life, but I just am kind of running too fast, to be honest, to go down there to safety. So if that needs to happen, but right now I'm playing corner and rocking out.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.